Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood digital detox guide. Ever feel like you're constantly tethered to your phone, scrolling through endless feeds of other people's lives? Like you're on autopilot, reacting instead of living? Yeah, me too. It's a struggle we all face in this hyper-connected world. That's why I started Social Media Detox, Real Life Recovery, to help us navigate the digital landscape and reclaim our time, energy, and sanity. Today's episode is all about setting boundaries in this crazy digital world. Think of it like putting up a fence around your online life, protecting your mental well-being and carving out space for what truly matters. Now, I'm not talking about deleting every social media account you have, although that might be a good starting point for some. It's more about being intentional with your time and energy online. Think of it like this. If you wouldn't let strangers walk into your house uninvited and demand your attention, why are you letting them do the same thing on your phone? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started on setting those digital boundaries. 1. Define your why. Before you can set any boundaries, you need to understand what's driving you. What do you want to achieve by stepping back from social media? More time with loved ones? Less stress? Focus on your goals and use them as motivation when the temptation to scroll hits. Remember, clarity is your superpower here. 2. Schedule digital detox time. Just like you schedule doctor's appointments or gym sessions, block out specific times in your day for a digital detox. Maybe it's an hour before bed, during lunch breaks, or even just 30 minutes every morning dedicated to reading a book instead of scrolling through Instagram. This creates space for offline activities and helps you break free from the constant notification cycle. 3. Curate your feed. You know that feeling when you scroll through social media and end up feeling envious or inadequate? Yeah, that's not good for your mental well-being. Unfollow accounts that drain your energy or trigger negative emotions. Focus on following people who inspire you, make you laugh, or share content that aligns with your values. Remember, you have the power to choose what you consume. 4. App limits are your friend. Don't be afraid to use those built-in features. Most phones now come with tools to set daily time limits for specific apps. Think of it as a gentle nudge back to reality when you start getting carried away. It's like having a digital babysitter reminding you to take a break. 5. Embrace the offline world. This one might seem obvious, but it's so easy to get caught up in the digital world and forget about the real one. Make time for activities that bring you joy offline, spending time with loved ones, getting outdoors, pursuing hobbies, or simply enjoying a quiet moment of stillness. Remember, life happens outside of those screens. Ever feel like your phone has become an extension of your hand? You know, constantly checking it even when there's nothing new, just out of habit? Well, I recently had this experience where I realized I was subconsciously reaching for my phone every time I finished a conversation. Like, even if the conversation was amazing, it took me back to those early days of smartphones and how quickly they became our constant companions. I started paying attention to those moments and found myself replacing that automatic phone grab with something else, taking a few deep breaths, enjoying the silence, or simply engaging more fully in the moment with the person I was talking to. It's a small change, but it made a huge difference. Suddenly, conversations felt more genuine and present, and I wasn't so glued to my screen. So remember, setting boundaries is about reclaiming your attention, prioritizing real-life connections, and finding that balance between the digital world and the beautiful reality around you. We all have those moments when we crave a break from the constant buzz of notifications and endless scrolling. The key is to make conscious choices about how we use technology and create space for what truly matters. Remember these 5 points. Define your why, schedule digital detox time, curate your feed, embrace app limits, and most importantly, embrace the offline world. Go out there and start setting those boundaries. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing it. After all, we're stronger when we support each other in living healthier, more fulfilling lives. Until next time, keep that phone charged but your life more vibrant. I'll catch you on the flip side.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.